Meet Manifesto, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Outdoor Life chief editor Andrew McKean talked with me recently about what he calls the Meat Manifesto, and essentially it embodies a basic human right to harvest meat. And this, I guess you would call it a credo, challenges the beliefs of vegans and anti-hunting groups alike.
Whether it's an Angus cow or a red stag or a white-tailed deer, what we were really looking at with that, I wanted to call it the Meat Manifesto because it's very much a first-person imperative to better respect meat. The author is a guy from Newfoundland. He's taken this on as really, I think, his defining initiative. What he wants to do is get people to return to the idea that meat is kind of a sacrament. And I know that sounds really religious, but that's kind of the way he looks at it, is the ability to share meat and the value of humans sharing meat, really from the dawn of time, is something that made us humans. We gathered together around a campfire, whether it was in a cave or a clearing, and we shared the meat that we had got. And so his take on it is meat, it's good and healthy and important for your diet and for your life, but there's a deeper value to meat. And what he was trying to do in this piece is reconnect us with that really primitive value as humans, and everything goes with that, our ability to communicate, our ability to share, our ability to kind of keep meat, not just for today, but also for tomorrow. That's also kind of a human, I would say, instinct. And wild meat is at the basis of all that. It's a pretty cool piece.
Piece that shows wild meat is no game. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.